The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jason Ellis is here, a legend, Jason Ellis. I don't know what happened. I'm going to tell everybody. You're at standuplive.com. I don't know what happened to you with Satellite.
Is that something? They fired me.
Yeah, but for nothing, because you were, as far as
That's what they said, too.
You're fired for nothing?
Yeah.
They can say that.
I do? Because I always expected it's my fault, and they were like, nothing.
Just go away.
Wasn't it like a budget cut, or?
It was they said at one point that they knew it wasn't, because I told them it was a new contract, and I was like, if you guys are thinking about like not giving me a raise or lowering things, you can just fire me.
And they did.
Yeah,
because they had you on the fast track to being like, if Stern left, this is Jason Ellis. They did. They would talk about that. Actually, Stern talked about that.
I think Stern talked about it, but yeah. I don't think Sirius ever contemplated it.
They never really wanted you to be the next guy.
I don't think so.
No kidding. Was it easy to work there?
Not really.
No. Are you uncomfortable talking about that?
Like, I tried to talk to him, but we're getting a fight.
You don't want to burn the bridge, but
I don't have the bridge is gone.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
They didn't even let me do a goodbye show, which I don't blame them. Looking back,
yeah, no, that was a bad idea.
Fire these other people that are a little bit more corporate.
Yeah.
They'll say, "Oh man, it's been such a pleasure," but right. you let me go after 15 years out of nowhere. I probably wasn't going to say anything positive.
Right. I always think
that's tough.
People in radio and people in entertainment think that they deserve a last show.
Yeah.
And you don't, because if you think about any other job, if they fired a dude at McDonald's, you're not letting him come
for
in for
years.
A farewell run. He's just, you're not doing it.
Some get a victory lap.
Very rarely.
It's a weird circumstance, because I don't want to do another show for you anyway.
Right.
But I have fans that built me.
Right.
And I would like to say goodbye to them, or at least tell them where I'm going.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
And you do your podcast now.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, if it wasn't for being fired, I would not have tried stand up, because that's kind of how it started.
And you're doing stand up for the last couple of years. And I didn't even know you were doing stand up. I thought you were touring the podcast.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
You're not sure you're doing it. Yeah,
come
but you
on
are.
Out.
And you love it.
I love it.
It's great. And was it something you always wanted to do, or just stumbled into? Because you're a guy who just tries stuff.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it, but I never. I didn't like the whole idea of you repeat yourself.
Right.
That
oh,
didn't
yeah.
sound
same.
Right to me. So once I digested that as this is a part of the game, and
right.
I was like, oh, wow, you can actually kind of scrutinize it and tighten it up and make it a thing. And I think, like, over the last couple of years, I've started to understand how you would go about that.
To manipulate your
find out how things work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know, trial and error you know, crowds that don't think that was very funny is an anxious thing to be dealing with. And there's pressure and creativity all flowing at the same time. The only difference is with skateboarding and fighting and racing stuff is if I do it real bad, I don't go to hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're 51 and you've had so many injuries, I feel like this is the first time ever I've ever got into anything where my smart friends are like, that's a good idea.
Finally.
So smart people have surrounded you for years and you haven't
like,
listened
dude,
I've
you
always
need to
disrespected
yeah.
them.
Yeah, you've always hated the smart.
I actually retired from fighting the other day. I did a show I do a podcast with Tony Hawk called Hawk versus Wolf. And we had Andrew Huberman on, who is a good friend of mine, who is like a scientist. He studies the brain. He knows more about the brain than almost anybody, definitely anybody I know. And he was like, I know your career. I've seen you skate. I've seen you fight. Do you really think it's necessary to potentially get hit again? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, then why do it? I was like, I don't know, because the guy wanted to fight me and the fans thought it was cool. So I figured, why not one more? And he's like, you know, one more could be the one. I'm like, what are you guys trying to say? So it was Tony Hawk and Andrew Huberman telling me.
It was an intervention.
Yeah.
It turned into an intervention on the podcast.
On your brain.
And then I sat there for a second. I was like, are you going to disrespect them and just go, sounds good. But I was like, these people are very smart and they really genuinely care for you. Take some advice. I did. I analyzed it for a few moments and then I said, that's it. I agree. I retire. So there you go.
Yeah. Done. Yeah, most people who die doing something stupid just said, I'm just going to do this one more time. That's it.
Yeah, because it's so hard to let it go.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're letting go of your identity a little bit.
Yeah, you know? It's who you are, who you've been, and then it's a new chapter. Do you want to even start it?
Right, but I feel like if I just keep going, because I am one of those people that will just keep going to the point of, like, it seems kind of idiotic, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't know, I'm stuck in it. It's kind of how I go.
Kind of wired that way in a way.
Yeah. The skateboarding stuff, you still hop on there
still
and go?
Still skate.
Yeah.
Just different.
Yeah.
No.
No, you don't do any of the. Are you just risky? You're obviously not.
I'm always dangerous.
Yeah.
There's no.
But only to yourself.
That was an accident.
Yeah.
I'll go there, warm up, take it easy.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I'm trying something that I used to do when I was 28. And
do you do it because you see people who can do it still and it's effortless? And you're like, I can do that.
I don't see anybody doing it that's effortless.
See, that's what. Yeah. See, that's the
thing. I do it because that's who I am.
Yeah.
And when I come back to it, and now we're in our 50s and we're on the ramp together, there's something different about it that only a 50-year-old that was a pro skateboarder for 20 years would understand.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, we've got kids that, you know, some of my friends have kids that have beards. And I'm like, dude, we are old. Really? That's crazy. Yeah. Like, that's your kid? He's like, yeah, I'm going to work, Dad. And I'm like, wow.
Like a real
that
job.
That guy's
too.
Like a full man. And we're on the ramp still, mate. How sore are you? He's like, I'm incredibly sore. Me too. Like, we're living on the edge. We like, this could be our last ride every time we drop in.
What if you could go back 20 years and tell young Jason Ellis what to.
He wouldn't listen.
He wouldn't listen. Yeah. But if you told him, like, something you wish you knew at 51, that you're finding out at 51 that somebody could have told you.
Oh, like, take those pills that make you not go bald.
That would have been good for us. I think the whole room. It pisses me off because he wears a hat every day. He's got a gorgeous lock of hair under there. I like what you did. You tattooed like a design on the baldness.
Yeah, it's the best I could do.
I don't think I have the bravery for that.
It's pretty stupid.
Is it dumb? Do you regret it? Because you can't change your style now.
I regretted it when the needle went from the back of my head to the front of my head the first time. I was like, whoa. And I got a lot of tattoos, but I was like, whoa, that like really hurt. And my tattoos was like, yeah, man. What'd you think? And I was like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be another tattoo, but on the head, nah.
There's no meat.
It goes into the bone.
Ugh.
And you can't go to your happy place because it's hammering your brain. You're like, happy place. And it's like, no, dude, you are getting tattooed on the dome.
How
There's
long
no
did that
way
take?
Out.
If you peel the skin back, would it be the...
On the skull.
Yeah,
I scratched my head, opened it up. It's still in there.
The skull is still in there, but is the tattoo...
No, the tattoo's
still in
it's
there.
It's on your head. Or, yeah, no, he's asking if it's on the bone.
No,
it doesn't seep.
No.
They don't go that deep. Yeah,
no.
There's still enough derma there that he doesn't.
It's like when the needle's banging on you, the skin is so thin on the top of your head. Because on the side, I was playing video games. On the top, I was holding my breath every time the gun hit me.
Oh, man. That's a commitment, too, now that I'm looking at it. There's a lot of work up there.
Yeah, 16 hours.
Yeah, you need to talk to your smart friend.
He went for the full mullet, too. Yeah. It goes all the way.
I'm not done, dude. Yeah. In the end, it's just going to be goggles, baby.
It's going to go crazy. Family's okay with that? Wife's good? Everything's fine with
it? It's my face.
That's right.
That's your exact face.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
I like that
I really
answer.
Like your face. I don't like your face. Still live with it?
These kids will learn.
That's exactly
hey, guess
right.
what? When you're older, you can do whatever you want with your face, too.
Yeah. It's your
face. Don't listen to anybody that tells you that you need to get a certain face. This is your face, your life. Do whatever you want.
That's exactly right. I've never heard that. Hey, it's my face.
Yeah. Most I don't get it. Everyone says that. You know, like, you got OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah? So?
Yeah.
Like, people have penises. You know that, right? How'd you get here?
They want somebody
something
used one.
Happened. Yeah. It was inappropriate.
Someone used one.
Yeah,
if young me could go back and tell me something, if today me could go back and tell young me something, it would be when you turn 50 and you think you're done peeing, you're not. It's the weirdest thing. Like, when you think you're done, you put it back, and then you've got, like, there's a lot of reservoir that you don't feel that just starts to go trickling around. I stand over the toilet for, like, extra minute and a half now.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a part of this conversation. That's your penis problem.
It's my penis,
ladies
Jason.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Ellis doesn't have that. I have a very youthful rod.
Exercise it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, your rod of youth can be bragged about all you want.
Exam. I never did terrestrial, but I'm aware of how you talk on it.
Yeah, we skirt the issues. Yeah, it's creativity. Okay. So that was one thing that I didn't realize was going to happen. I'd leave the Aleutian Island.
I would have said, don't worry so much.
Yeah, that's a good advice. But no kid's going to listen to that.
Like I already said, I wouldn't have listened to anything I had to say. Yeah. I was pretty sure I knew everything back then, and that's life. You got to... Yeah, you know, you got to figure it out.
You got all the answers.
You got to bang into the wall. That's the way it works. What made you come here from Australia initially?
To be a skateboarder.
No kidding. So that 100%. Was just career everything. Oh, and then did you ever think, I'm going back? Like, is there a time when you were here, like, I just don't like it here? Or
no.
Was it immediate?
Immediate.
No kidding.
Yeah. Did you not? Like, oh, wow. I was born to be in America. Isn't that crazy?
No kidding. So you
felt
that
whole time I was born in Australia, I was incorrect.
you were identified with the wrong country.
Yeah. Everything that everybody did here, I was like, yeah!
Yeah. What about Australia made you go, not this, America's for me? Like, what was the difference?
Well, skateboarding didn't exist.
Oh, no kidding.
There was no... I was the first Australian pro skateboarder to ever exist.
I didn't know that.
So when I was like, I'm going to be a pro skateboarder, people in Australia were like, that's not a job. And I was like, yes, it is. There's like 8 people in America that have a job doing it. I know them. I've seen them in the magazine.
Right.
So it's actually a real thing. And then I came over for 6 months because back then you could have a holiday visa.
Yeah.
So I would just stay here and sleep on couches and skate. And I got way better really quick because I was so excited about America. Like when I got off the plane and I was in the airport and the cars driving by, I could just tell there was a buzz to me that other people didn't have.
No kidding.
Like, to me, I was in awe of everything. And just
really?
Like I would go to the 7-Eleven and go, whoa, look at all the drinks you have. I'd go to the supermarket. You guys have like 75 different sugar cereals. This place kicks ass. Like everything it had. Like, well, Supercross. Who's Jerry McGrath? You know, the Lakers. Like when I first came here, it was Lakers and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
And Lance Mann was like, this is basketball. And I was like, wow, you guys have the coolest sport. Like, yeah, because it was
I think you had all that in Australia. You just might not have seen it.
We don't have
nothing like that.
Basketball in Australia is.
Is it terrible?
Embarrassing.
Is it really?
Yeah. According to me, yes.
Okay.
A bunch of white dudes.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that it's not diverse.
It is. Boring.
Yeah, it's fundamental
basketball. It's not
basketball.
Fast. No. There's no huge dunks.
It's like the WNBA. It's the WNBA with men.
I didn't watch that either. So.
Yeah, don't watch that. There's no point.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Ladies.
But yeah, but it doesn't have to be good. See, that's part of equality to me. Everybody says, oh, got to have WNBA. It's equal to men. All right, well, then you're going to be equal to the scrutiny, too. And you don't put a good product out. I don't care what sex you are. It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my face.
I don't want to go down... on your ship, but yeah, I think so.
I'll take you down with me. Yeah. We'll sail right to the bottom.
I like women and just for
oh,
the
I
record.
Love women. I just don't think they're good at basketball.
See, I don't want to go. I think they are good, but I don't want to.
Have you seen
move
them?
On.
But you said you didn't see it, so you can't.
I don't watch any of it anymore.
Right.
I don't watch the dudes either.
So, well, yeah, but you can't say that you don't know if they're good or not if you never watch. I'll tell you. I watch it, and it's horrible.
Yeah, I agree. They're good.
My daughter's playing right now.
Yeah, she's 14. Freshman. Nothing
is
worse
she
than
an
that.
Idiot for doing it?
Yep. According to me.
Come on.
No, he's an idiot for not pushing her. Get a free college out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the smart thing. If you got a daughter that wants to play sports, you get
it's her first
college.
Year in. And,
well,
yeah,
to me, as
an
ex-athlete, it's not about the money and the fame.
Right.
It's about, you know, because I really am. I'm done. There's no coming back. I'm not going to be in the X Games next year. It's over. And the greatest thing that I ever got from skateboarding was it was attached to me in a way where it was just one with me.
Yeah.
And I could make it do anything. And I had a bunch of friends and we would go there and I would control this thing all day and it would just make me feel so good and just all good inside and warm and fuzzy. And that's what I got. You know, like somebody recognized me at the gas station because I did some trick. It's not bad, but it's not what I did.
It's not why you did it. Right.
Yeah.
It just shows up.
What is the best thing that I got on my deathbed? What is the greatest thing I got? It was riding it.
Yeah.
Riding it with my friends.
That having your passion play out.
Yep.
That's the best part. Because yep.
Being able to discover that, too, is huge. There's a lot of people that be able to discover your passion and realize that and embrace it.
Yeah, you're right. Very fortunate because I was not looking like things were going to go well in my youth.
Yeah.
I definitely was headed in a dangerous direction, and skateboarding, once it showed up, I had no interest in anything but that.
Isn't that crazy? Because it just kind of finds you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then money follows that. When you're good at something, money just shows up.
I didn't care about the money. Like, I didn't get into skateboarding. It's like being a pro fighter. It's a pretty dumb idea,
right?
You know, when you think about it, like career-wise, that's for dumb people.
Right.
Because you're like, I'm going to bash my brain off stuff for like at least 10 years.
Right.
And then I'll get some money for about 5 or 6, depending. Like, you can't just assume that you're going to be John Jones and you're going to be getting paid for 20 years. And even that, like, John Jones doesn't play his cards right. When it's all said and done, how much money does he have and how much brains does he have to use the money?
Yeah. I always think about the guys who middled for about 15 years. Never
they're the
hit
most
that
hardcore.
They're the ones
That's
who
why
love
I
the
always
most.
Respected skateboarders that were still here, still skating, and never got one check.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying I would have quit, but I'm saying being in magazines and everyone going, whoa, that was cool, and then you get a check. For a substantial amount of money, does that make it easier to stay a pro skateboarder? Yeah. But if somebody's just never had that offer and they're like, see you at the ramp, Jason? I'm like, yep, see you at the ramp, you hardcore. I respect it.
Yeah.
It's, now you have the new one. It's new to us, but now they have this slap thing.
Yeah.
They talk about getting knocked around.
There's no defense in slap fighting.
No,
it's weird. It's like boxers. Remember when boxers called MMA fighters chicken fight, chicken fighting.
Yeah.
And now I hear MMA fighters say that this is ridiculous, but I can't tell because I'm old and old people don't like new things, but it seems like a really dumb, brutal thing that I have no interest being a part of.
Yes.
I feel like you can't evade the shot. If, like, anybody that trains enough, you definitely know.
Yeah.
There's a certain size. There's no way I'm not knocking you out.
Right.
Like, it's
and
hey,
there's only so many
you knock me out, then I'll knock you out. I'm like, what's the...
Where's the sport?
Exactly.
This is not a sport.
And it's brain damage.
Yeah.
That's my biggest
But it is
like,
fun to
can
watch.
Only take so many
Guaranteed
those.
Brain damage.
Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
avoiding one shot.
Yeah. Right.
If you're in it, you're getting a concussion.
Yeah.
The end.
And you're going to win because of the concussion. And then the concussion gets hit more. That's the thing I don't get about it. It is fun to watch. I enjoy looking at it because it's human stupidity on display.
It's also fun to watch people get beat up on YouTube, but I don't think we should.
We shouldn't make it a sport.
I'm against it. I will not watch it.
Yeah.
Whenever it shows up on my social media, I flick over it. I've almost unfollowed Dana a couple of times because I was like, stop,
he's big on
dude.
It.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
I think
especially
Dana,
after slapping chicks.
Yeah.
You need to not even say the word slap.
Yeah, what do you think should happen with Dana?
I don't know.
That's a tough one because...
Is it really?
Well, no, I'm saying as far as like what they're going to do with him, it's a tough one.
What he can do with him, it's what he can do with himself.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
and if you are you and you want your job, but you are on video slapping your wife...
You're done.
I know humans. Yeah. I'm one.
Yeah.
You're going to stay. You're not going to be... No one's Robin Hood. It's all fake. It's a movie.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, you know what? I'm disgusting. I need to really work on myself, and in the meantime, I shouldn't be here. This is a bad look for all my fighters.
Yeah,
but you want your money, your fame,
that's
your life,
and that's what
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Give it up.
You're gonna
because he can't shake it. The one thing I admire
none of
him
us could. That's the thing that I would.
Yeah,
I want to crap on him, but I also would want to say that if I was Dana White, I wouldn't leave either.
I'm doing what I can to stay in there.
Yeah,
that's self-preservation, though.
Yeah. Survival mode.
You don't go into full depression and dive off your own cliff.
If he's like, guys, I'm hideous.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Joe Rogan take over because that would work.
That would work.
We actually talked about it on my show. I believe Michael Bisping
yeah.
could take that spot and run.
You think Bisping would be a better choice? Like, Rogan would be incredible.
Well, I just didn't hit a lady, so he's already off to a good start.
Oh, there's the lowest bar we could set for CEO.
Have you slapped your wife on video recently? No? Well, then you're in.
Then you're in. Congratulations.
Could you try to not slap your wife for the next couple of years on video? Yeah.
But, bro, she slapped me.
Yeah. That's the crazy. Yeah.
That's the worst part. Fighters that were like, come on, bro. And, like, was it Sugar Shane accidentally, because he lives inside Dana's butt, was like... he hit her, she hit him first. I'm like, dude, you should not be saying this.
No, that's not something you should say. And people will say it, and devil's advocate on the argument, but it's an easy argument to win, is basically say you can't hit her. And especially when you got that much to lose. That always has to be in the forefront of everything you do. You're probably on tape, and you've got too much to lose, no matter how big the jackass is in front of you.
It's almost like you do it all the time.
You really have to be careful when you do that.
Okay, we'll be back with Sean Connery in a minute.
I really like the UFC. I don't know.
I did really.
It's very confusing to me. I'm like, man, am I boycotting? No way. I love the fights, but it just doesn't surprise me these days. I feel like so many successful, powerful men end up, it seems like lately, especially now that I'm in comedy, there's just a group of people that are dogs.
Yeah.
It's just what some of us do.
I think that just social media will eventually root them all out. You can't help but, like you said, you're human. You're one of them. You know deep down eventually your awfulness is going to come out in a way that you think isn't.
I just think it boils down to nothing's happened to these people and they can't relate.
That's very true.
Because I've had stuff happen to me and I won't do it to other people because I know what it feels like.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like that makes it easier for me because I'm a... walking erection. Yeah. You know what I mean? People know me. Like my wife, we have an open relationship. I can kind of do whatever I want.
And you do.
There's a small difference. I do, but only with people that are of a certain, like adults that have a full, like, working brain. And then also tell me that they are completely interested in me and want to be a part of this.
Right.
All those things come into play for me.
Of course,
people find it trippy because I look like a meathead
You're thoughtful when it comes to not raping people.
Everybody I sleep with is very happy after it, and they don't have to like see a therapist at all after me.
Yeah, it's touching and tender despite the prejudgment. Yeah, I would imagine.
You'd be surprised.
I would be.
A lot of girls always think so. Like you punching, and I'm like punching.
Yeah,
I'm not punching anyone with that. Well, look at you. And I'm like, look at you.
I like.
But
that
you understand why maybe it's surprising at first if you just look. Yeah. You look like. You can be intimidated, you know what? This guy, this is trouble.
But I like a sexual prerequisite question in the past has been, are you punchy? Before we get into this, you're not going to hit me, are you?
Oh,
no, of course not.
No, some girls, when I got too many tattoos and I started dating a little bit before I met my wife, a lot of girls kind of would hint, like, so, you know, you can hit me, and I'm like, can I why? And they're like, oh, I thought you'd be into that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know about that. Yeah. Is there a and then people would teach me how to slap. Did you know there's a way to slap in a kinky way and a way to slap, like, on slap fighting? Because I didn't know.
No.
And I had a partner that was like, you know, slap me.
Like, I'm like, really? Slaps.
She's like, yeah. And I'm like, hard? She's like, yeah. And I did it.
And she slapped.
And it is a trans girl. So born a girl who's a guy now.
So it's not a Dana White hit.
No, it's not.
Oh, it was born a girl, now a guy.
Yeah.
Got it.
But because I'm a part of that community, I respect them 100%.
Sure.
So if you're a trans man, you're a man. If you're a trans woman, you're a woman to me.
Okay.
That's what you are.
Gotcha.
That's how you see yourself. I respect that. That's what you are then.
Right.
But yeah, I slapped him and he went, not like that. And I was like, what happened? And he was like, you almost knocked me out. And I'm like, I thought you said hard. And he's like, no, you don't palm the jaw.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
That's where you were trained.
I was trained to make sure that you got the whole palm.
If their mouth's open, knock them out.
It's the fingers across the cheek.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Didn't know.
Learn the hard way.
Yeah. I'm glad I was here to help those people out there.
Try it tonight.
How do you slap your partner? Yeah.
My favorite part of that whole conversation was, I respect them.
Yeah.
So I slapped them.
No, I see what I've done here.
Yeah, you see the gap in that logic.
Don't listen to me, people.
Jason Ellis is at Stand Up Live just tonight.
Yeah,
not stand for the
I
weekend.
I flew
huh?
in to do comedy. Somebody paid for my hotel room.
Yeah.
You believe that? It's crazy. 51, a pro skateboarder, pro fighter, motocross race cars. And now at 51, somebody flew me here to tell jokes tonight.
And you can do it.
I just,
and they're
going to
pay
you. My mom doesn't hear this show, but mom, look at me. You know?
Are your parents proud?
No. I think my mom is. My dad died, and we're not cool anyway.
You didn't work cool with dad?
No, I didn't realize until, this might be a bit weird for terrestrial.
That's great.
But, I took a bunch of stuff when I was, bunch of drugs, and I had an imaginary person tell me that I was molested when I was a kid by my father.
Oh.
And then the next day when I woke up, I realized that he did. And then we talked about it for a second, and he ended that conversation really quick because he was like, do you think it was me? And I was like, nah, because I couldn't say it to his face.
Right.
And he was like, okay, good. And then we never spoke about it again. And then later on when I was a father, I went to rehab because I was starting to drink again. Not in a bad way. Like, I didn't, like, black out and do anything wrong. I just was like, you're going down that road and you're too old and you have too many responsibilities. So I just put myself in there.
Right.
And they made me do some meditation therapy. Mm-hmm. And then I did some MDMA therapy and realized that it was him, and he did a lot of stuff that really rocked the boat in Australia. My brother and I weren't friends for a while because of it, and then they found out some more stuff about him. But in the end, I never saw him alive to tell him.
Really?
That I, because to me, after all the therapy, I don't hate him anymore. I forgive him, because I can't. If you don't forgive him, you're not going to move on. You're going to end yourself.
Yeah.
So that thanks to that MDMA therapy, that really did help. Or I saw what he thought and how bad he thought after the fact. Because I think at one point he just didn't understand the damage that he was doing. Like people that listen to stuff when people abuse girls, and it's like, yeah, but he's really funny. It's like, no, you don't understand. You're ruining that person's life. They might not ever have a full chance at life again. Because their brain is a little off thanks to this stuff.
The ripple effect.
Especially at that age.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like that created something that got me where I am.
Yeah.
Because I've got something to prove. I feel like you don't feel like you're loved. You feel like you were cheated and lied to. So I got big and puffy so that I can protect my little child. And then I also am like, I'm going to shine. You're not right. I'm right. Like, I'm not insignificant. I'm gonna be somebody. I think it came from
going down
a lot
of
that.
That same road. If Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, the book is basically a guy.
I didn't read that.
I don't either. That's the one book that got me, and I read it, and it changed everything because it's that same thing. It's like no matter what's happened to you, it's your choice to choose how to react.
Yeah,
and
you know,
no one can take
that from time.
You.
To me, you can freak out and do crazy stuff because you haven't analyzed it yet. But when you get old enough, if you're lucky, you got to take responsibility. Did I have a rocky upbringing? Yeah. But at this point, you know, you got a job, you got a great life, people, you got great friends. It's time.
Get to it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, get to it or you're just going to live in it always.
I don't feel sorry for myself at all.
No.
I'm like,
and you've done all right with it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm on fire.
You know what I love, though? Because I went to Australia once, and I realized that the American accent doesn't carry weight in Australia the way the Australian one does.
No,
here.
No, yeah, chicks think it's awesome, and I'm like, oh, mate, almost got killed by a koala last night. Yeah, way too turtle.
Say that
I'm
again.
Like, yeah, koala, yeah, drop bears. Yeah. They drop on me face, eat me face, but not me, not my face. I dodged it. My whole life I dodged drop bears, and now I'm here to have sex with you.
And they love
it. There, they love it.
In Australia.
But if you go to Australia, you're like, dude, let's get some cheeseburgers. They're like, shut up, you idiot.
Yeah,
what kind of accent is that?
Yeah. I had an Australian cabbie tell me that, got in the car, and he goes, he asked me where we're going, and I told him, and he goes, great, American.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And I could sense it immediately. And I said, what is the beef with Americans?
This is where show ponies.
Well, that. And he goes, loud. That first one, he didn't mince words loud, and you will smell like French holes.
Yeah, that's why.
What?
Everybody in Australia hated me growing up because I was loud. And if there was TV or there was a microphone, I was snatching it up and going, me, 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 me. And they're like, who? Because you're not supposed to do that in Australia. You're supposed to be like, oh, that's
a little more reserved.
To try and be on TV is a sellout of sorts.
That's arrogant,
just for trying to be.
Really?
Most Australians, I crack up just for some reason. Yeah. I don't know. Brady Bogan.
Yeah, his last name is Bogan.
I couldn't figure that out for a while.
Brady's last name is Bogan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You got no way out.
Yeah. We didn't know that until you come
back.
You
want to go do some burnouts in the parking lot?
Yeah, let's do it.
You have to, if I say that. You know that, right, with that name?
Yeah.
You come to Australia and someone says, doing burnouts, you go, no, we're jumping you. And Bogan, we're taking your last name because you're faking it.
Poser.
Jason Ellis at Stand Up Live tonight, if you want to go, entertainment abounds, and it's going to be great. And what's the podcast? The Jason Ellis
Experience. More the Jason Ellis podcast. It's free everywhere. And then Hulk versus Wolf podcast with myself and Tony Hawk. Both of those. Everywhere. Very important. Check out the Jason Ellis podcast. I got fired, and they're trying to make me disappear. I don't want to go. So everybody, like and subscribe, please.
There you go. Leave us with words of wisdom, Jason.
Don't be a dick. You'll be all right.
That's perfect.
There we go.
All right, Jason Ellis, everybody. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.